In pursuit of the vision of building a vibrant transport sector to support the country's status as a middle-income country, the Minister of Transport is rolling out strategic plans to improve the rail, road and air transport in the country. To address the funding constraints and make the project viable, the Ministry has engaged a transaction advisory to map out strategies for funding. The Deputy Minister of Transport, Joyce Mukhtari, told Radio Ghana that the rail sector, which once played a vibrant role in the development process, will be revamped to facilitate the movement of goods and services.
What we've been trying to do to revamp and modernize the sector has been to find funding to invest in those projects. Remember that railway is normally a heavily subsidized service by government. Remember that turnaround time for investing in railways will be very, very long, which makes it almost unattractive for most investors. What we have therefore sought to do was to seek for funding, long-term facilities to invest in revamping that sector. I think we chased up on the China Development Bank loan for a while. We had actually agreed to commit about $500 million to revamping of the Western Railway line. So far, we haven't realized that loan facility yet. But we are also going on the public-private partnership arrangement because that the Western Railway line is actually a very viable railway line. That we can actually get somebody to invest on it on a lease or pre transfer basis or on a build or pre transfer basis. And government is making every effort to engage the services of a transaction advisor so that we can fully execute that project. With regards to the Eastern Railway line, we realized lately that it would be better to attach the Eastern Railway line to the development of the inland port at Bwankra. So we have currently engaged the services of a transaction advisor, a very reputable consultant firm, to find us that investor who would partner government to develop the Eastern Railway line together with the Bwankra inland port. Ghana has now joined the League of Oil Producing Countries, and most of our oil is actually located within the Western region. That has therefore made the Takoradi port a very critical one in that industry. So what we are looking at now is to expand the facilities there. Government actually sourced for a loan facility from the Belgian government, and we are currently in the process of doing some reclamation works. We are working on deepening the berth to at least about 16-meter draft to ensure that we can receive larger vessels and oil-carrying vessels in the port of Takoradi. We are also looking at expanding the facility at the port of Tema. Presently, Ghana is actually experiencing a lot of competition from other ports within the sub-region. We are building a new container terminal. We are building a new car terminal. We are also developing the railway infrastructure to the inland port to ensure that cargo that is meant for the northern sector will be transported from Tema straight to the Bwankra inland port and then taken away from the mine.
Now let's stay at the port. Statistics from the Ghana Shippers Authority indicate a downward trend in cargo throughput. Hitherto we're hitting about 2 million tons, but now it's in the thousands. What accounted for the drastic drop in the...
For longer than is required, you would be in clear. We had been experiencing huge inflows of cargo for quite some time. I think what happened was that the congestion became a big challenge for most of the vessels calling at our ports. Remember that carriage of goods is a very, very heavily cash-intensive business. That if you have to come in queue at the approaches of the port for longer than is required, you would be incurring additional costs. So what happened was that I believe that most of these vessels started to take advantage of other ports which did not have as much congestion as we had. So as we speak now, most of these expansion works are to ensure that the congestion and the queues are things of the past.
Mrs. Mukhtari also said infrastructure, the seaports and airports, are to be expanded to handle the increase in both cargo and passenger traffic.
With respect to the general aviation industry, passenger throughput at its highest. Remember that Ghana is still one of the safest investment destinations in this part of the world. So we do receive several passengers day in, day out. I've heard complaints about some airlines that have pulled out for one reason or the other. But remember that even as some people pull out, others come in. So I tend to think that usually maybe an airline's business or strategic plan probably at a certain point in time is not what they need. So they might decide to relocate and take their operations elsewhere. So I believe that as we sit now, the expansion works currently being undertaken at the aviation sector are actually going to place us in a better position to attract even more investment and participation by other airlines. For the time being, we have actually put an embargo on issuing new licenses to additional domestic carriers. we want to expand the infrastructure and the facilities before we revert to that policy. You know that for some time now, government actually decided to liberalize the licensing regime, which meant that we saw more participation in the domestic aviation sector in particular. We are looking at revamping most of our other airports as well. Kumasi is going through some expansion works. So is the Tamale Airport, which will soon become the second international airport. We are also looking at expanding the facilities and modernizing the Sunyani Airport. Wa is in the queue and would soon become a full-fledged airport. Ho would soon have an aerodrome, and I think Bolgatanga, which is in the Upper East region, would also likewise have an aerodrome. So yes, a lot is being done in the transport sector to improve upon our facilities and to ensure that we have a readily available transportation system to satisfy the general public. With respect to the other public transport services, we are looking at introducing the bus rapid transit system, which I believe will go a long way to reduce the traffic queues. We're also looking at augmenting the fleet of the Metro Mass Transit Company Limited and Intercity STC. So hopefully, once all of these projects are fully implemented, I'm sure that the traffic queues that we all experience will soon be a thing of the past.
Mrs. Joyce Mukhtar is the Deputy Minister of Transport.